Shim hitfis or hiksa double was a chovin. If you set aside something for an avodah zarah, and then right away you change your mind, it doesn't help. Because here the svar is, it's a very chomedikah thing to give away something to avodah zarah. So unless you really, really meant it, you wouldn't have said it. Like this, we say, when people say something, they say it. But they still need a few seconds to think it over if they really mean it or not. Therefore, if they change their mind within Tech the Dibur, you can change your mind. But something so strong, like Avodis Kechovim, or like Kedushin, getting married, that's a davar you mean clearly. Rashbam says, Shem Kiddush Isha v'fnei Eidim, v'chozi on Tech the Dibur, levi matonu lehev v'levi Kedushin and Shemulay. The guy first gives the ring to his wife and says, Arayah Mekadeshesli. And then the next second he says, you know what, I'm joking, I'm only giving you a present, I want it back. So, Laya Meklum, he can't be Chayzer. Since Kedushin is also a very strong thing, before a guy gets married, he thinks it over twice, at least. So therefore, when he went to marry her, he really meant it. In such a case, we say, Tekh the Dibur, you can't retract. But otherwise, when you say Tekh the Dibur, you have a right to retract. It's considered like one Dibur.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's no steering with Shlokish. Tekh the Dibur, then Tekh would help. If it's not the Dibur, then Tekh doesn't help. Let's just see the Mishnah. Ha'omer, somebody says, Ish ploini yirushenu b'mokarim shiyesh bas. Somebody says, this man should yashin, the place where he has a daughter. No, so he once tells his friend Ruvain should yashin him, even though he has a daughter. Or else he says, Biti tirushenu b'mokarim shiyesh ben. Her father has a son, but he says, I want my daughter to yashin me. The locher is, lo yom aklum. He said nothing, it's not worth anything. Why? Shehisna mashakosav atara. That's a t'nai against what the Torah says. The Torah says, when you have a son, the son yashins, you can't give it away to somebody else. You can't give it to your daughter. And in the case where you only have a daughter, she yashins, you can't give it away to somebody else. Therefore, the t'nai of mashkosav atara, the t'nai is bottle. However, Rabbi Yechon Mabruka Raimer, imomar ami shiror li yoshov, dvorav kayomim. If the father, let's say, has three sons, and all three sons is fit to get one chelik, so he says, "Now I want one son to yashin everything. That's okay." But the ami sheiner royli yoshev ain't dvar of kiyomim. Let's say he says he wants his daughter to yashin everything, but makam where he has sons. So since the locha is the daughter yashins nothing, but makam there are sons. So then leyam aklum, then it doesn't help. We'll see in the gemara why. But he holds in a case where the father has, let's say, only two daughters. So then both daughters yashin if. The father can say, I want one daughter to yashin everything. The father has three sons, and all three are supposed to get a part. And he says, no, I want one to get everything, then it helps. But if he says the daughter should get everything, makam, he has a son, that's loyal maklum, that means nothing. Because since they're not a bayirush at all, there it doesn't help. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf kuf lamed. By the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, Ha'ime ish pleni yirishenu b'mokrim shiyesh bas. If a man says that I want somebody to yashin me in the place where he has a daughter, or else biti tirishenu b'mokrim shiyesh ben, or else the person says that I want my daughter to yashin me in the place where he has a son, so the Mishnah says, L'yom aklum. What the person said means nothing. Why? Shehisna mashakosav Torah. He's going against what the Torah says. If a person says b'loshin Yerusha, we know the halacha is if a father has a son, the son yashins. If the father has a daughter, and he doesn't have any sons, so then the daughter yashins. So the father says that he wants somebody else to yashin him, not his daughter. Where he only has a daughter, it's layom aklum. Or else if he says that he wants his daughter to yashir b'mukim, he has a ben, it's also loyo maklum, that's tanai, keneged the Torah. And this now, Rabbi Yechanan ben Baruch Omer, that im omar almi shiro li yarshoi, dvorav kayamin. If the father said it upon somebody that's fit to yashin him, in other words, let's say a father has five sons, so in the rise of the locker is all five of them yashin equally, only if there is a Bechor, he takes an extra portion. But achutz from the Bechor, the all yashin equally. Yechon Mabruka says, the father has a right to say, I want to give all the Yerusha to one son. Im amar amishar, or li yashav den dvar of kayam. But v'yami she'enu roya loy liyoshov, ein dvar of kayamim. If he says it upon somebody else, that he wants somebody else to yarshin him, then ein dvar of kayamim. Again, because Pashta is called a masna mashkas of batayra, there it does not help. Yechonim and Baruchah only says, if a father wants to give it to one of the sons, all his Yerusha, that he could do. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. So more so like this. Taima, even in the Tanakhama. Taima di achaba mokam bas. Why does the Tanakhama say it's no good? Because the father says he wants to give it away to somebody else instead of giving it to his own daughter. Or else, ubas b'mokam ben. Or else where the father says, I wanted to give the Yerusha to my daughter in a case where he has a son. That's where the Tanakhama says, L'yom HaKlum. Mashma, Hobein Bein Habonim. The father says he wants to give it to one of the sons. He wants to give all the Yerusha to one of the sons. Or else, Ubas Bein Habonis. The case where he has only four daughters, and he wants to give all the Yerusha to one daughter. Mashma, Dvor of Kayonim. Mashmi, even according to the Tanakhama, your father could do that. If so, the Gemara is then aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? The Sefer says that Yabirchim and Bruko Eimer, Imam Ra'al Mishra Li Yarshov, Dvor of Kayomim. The father says it upon one of his sons, somebody that's fitting to get at least a chelik of Yerusha. Now the father says he wants this person to yashin everything, it's okay. Tomorrow of Kayomim. So Gemara asks the question, if so, Haino Tanakhama? Like, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Baruch and the Tanakhama? The Chur, they're both saying the same thing, that this person, the father, should yashin, if he's fit to have a chelik of the Yerusha, Tomorrow of Kayomim. If he's not fit to have a chelik of the Yerusha, then ain't Tomorrow of Kayomim. So what's the machloikis? So Gemara says, V'chi Teme, maybe you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Baruch Afilu acha b'mokim bas, or bas b'mokim ben komar. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch doesn't make any difference. No matter who it is that the father wants to give all of the Yerusha to, he has a right. Even if he wants to give it to somebody else, b'mokim where he has sons, or else even if he wants to give it to his daughter, b'mokim where he has sons, maybe still it helps. So and on that, the Tanakhama says no. The father can only give it to one of his sons, but not to somebody else. So Moses says, no, that can't be. V'otanya, we learned like this, that Rabbi Yishmoyel benoi, Shur Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Omer, Rabbi Yishmoyel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch said, that lenech l'ku abba v'chomim, that my father, Rabbi Yechon, does not argue with the chomim, al achar b'mokim bas. In the case when the father wants to give it away to somebody else, the mokum where he has a daughter, or else obas the mokum ben, in the case where he has sons, and he wants to give it away to his daughter, shloya maklum, that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch holds, the father can't do that. Because since the daughter is not a yerush, the mokum there's a ben, it's loya maklum, ama nechleku, where do they argue, where clearly is the machlekes? This is the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Rabbi Shmuel himself talking, Ama nechleku, where is the machlaitis? Al bein bein habonim. The father says to one of his sons that he wants to give all the Yerusha to one of his sons. Or else, ubas bein habonis. He says to one of his daughters he wants to give her all the Yerusha, but mokum where he doesn't have a ben. Sha'aboim, in such a case, my father of Yechon Mabruka holds that Yersh, that yes, Dvar of Kayamim, since the son of the daughter would have Yashin anyway, partly. So now the father has a right to give them, to give that son or that daughter the whole Yerusha. And in such a case even, that no, the father cannot give away the Yerusha to one more than the others. He says, it's a kasha for now Mishnah. Like now Mishnah Shemashma, the Tanakhama holds, the Tanakhama, the Chum, do agree to Yechon ben Baruch. So Gemara says like this, Yiboy Simon 1 tells us, I can answer you like this, that me the Kamala Nechlaku true Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, holds that his father does not argue so far, does not hold it, or does not argue Nechomim, but maybe Mechlal the Tanakam Savar Nechlaku. But I tell you, not Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanakam himself may be old that they do argue. He'll hold not that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch is matter even in the case
where he's giving between us, he wants to give it away to an achar. And the Tanakhama only holds the father could give it at least to one of the sons, or to one of the daughters, but mokum within no sons. And what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? That the father could give it to wherever he wants? True, Rabbi Yochanan's son learns not like that, but that's only his son, but it could be the Tanakhama learned not like that. That's Bamshat. Or else, the boy is saying, if you want, I can answer you, that Pshat now Mishnah, I'll tell you, Kulai the Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, he. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. And really, the Chasura Mechzera, something is missing, Vochi Ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in our Mishnah, Vochi Ketoni. That Oimer Ish Ploini, Yerushani, Pamokim Shiesh Bas, if somebody said that this person should yash me, I know somebody else, not his children, Pamokim where he has a daughter, or else the father says, Bititi Rishenu, Pamokim Shiesh Ben, that I want my daughter to yash me, in the place where he has a son, L'yom HaKlum, you know, the father said nothing, it doesn't help. Mashma though, Hobas Ben HaBonois, or else Ubein Ben HaBonim, Imo Mayirish Kol Nechosta Dvorav Kayomim. The father says to one daughter, where he only has daughters, where he says it to one son, even though he has a few other sons, that he wants to give all his Nechostim to this one son or one daughter, then Dvorav Kayomim, that's okay. Do you know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself says, if a father says upon somebody that's fit to get at least a part of his Yerusha, he has a right, we'll soon see, Midiraisa, to give the whole Yerusha to that one son. And Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, you should know, Halochak Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, we talk a paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. The Chaino Marova, the same thing Rav also said, that halachic Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Omar Rav, and our Rav comes to explain my time with Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. What's his reason? The Chura Yerusha is like Minas Shemayim. When a father dies, all the sons equal Yashin equally. Only Bechor gets two portions. Where do we see the father has the right to give everything but Torah's Yerusha to one son? So the pshat is Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, the day like the father dies is called Han Chiloi. Doesn't say Neuchlin. When he dies, they take over. But Mashmer B'yorim Han Chiloi, the day the father himself gives away his Yerusha to his son. So as if HaTorah Nitna Rishus Liav, the Torah is giving permission to the father La Han Chil L'chol Mishiyitza, that he has the right to give away his Yerusha to whoever he wants. That's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka.
The Gemara says, O Malay Abaya, Sabaya said back like to Rova. Ho Milo Yuchul of Hakya Navko. Through this same Chiddush we could hear from another Posik, that the Posik says by a Bechor, Lo Yuchul of Hakya, that you cannot take away the Bechor from the Bechor. Mashma though, that from a poshut you could take away the koyach of Yerusha. Smor says no. Umi boiler likiratanya. This postik lo yuchal avaka we need, like we learned. Likiratanya abachonan omar mishum rebeleza. That abachonan says over the name of Rabbi Eliezer, like this. Ma talmud loyna.